Good morning, everyone. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn. Currently in Fairfield, it is a very cold 2 degrees. That's right, 2 degrees. That's what's currently here in Fairfield. I just happened to walk outside not too long ago and check the thermometer, and it is 2 degrees out there. That is our low so far today. In fact, yesterday in Fairfield, our low was zero, and we got up to 22 as the high yesterday in Fairfield. Forecast high for today, calling for 26, so about the mid to upper 20s there. However, there is going to be a warm-up, especially from Tuesday all the way through Thursday of next week with some chances of rain. I'll tell you more about that following this edition of the news, and it's time now for the news. From the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk, Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. Our top story this morning, an Albion man was injured following a single vehicle crash Friday morning on the Route 161 extension in eastern Marion County. Marion County Sheriff's deputies stated 55-year-old Gregory Tribe was driving a pickup truck pulling an enclosed trailer. He swerved to miss a deer and lost control on the ice and snow-covered roadway. The truck struck the ditch bank and hit several small trees before coming to a stop. The trailer being towed rolled over on its side. The pickup received extensive front-end damage. Tribe was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of his injuries. The crash occurred around 2:30 Friday morning between the Clifton and Malachi Road. WFIW News Time, it is 7:17.
Listen every weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. for Gospel Time with Dave Rigg. Dave will bring you an uplifting program that focuses on the Word of God. In addition to his inspirational Word, Dave will bring you lots of wonderful songs by well-known groups such as Gold City, Crab Family, and the Tally Trio. Start your day with an inspirational message and great music every weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. on WOKZ 105.9 FM and WFIW AM 1390.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Illinois. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
Southwire announced it will be closing its Flora manufacturing facility. According to a post on its corporate blog, Southwire said full plant operation will subside in the first quarter of 2017, and the facility will continue to operate at a limited capacity until the fourth quarter. No numbers were included as to employment levels. The company works in the Bear overhead transmission market. Southwire's Power Systems and Solutions Group President Charlie Murrah noted the Flora plant has existed since 1974. Murrah wrote that, quote, "As our market conditions change, we must ensure we are properly aligned to make the best use of our facilities," unquote. That's what he wrote down. In addition, the company announced it will move its operations at the Southwire Dallas Customer Service Center in Arlington, Texas, to the company's newly acquired facility in Denton, Texas. This transition will begin in the first quarter of 2017 with all operations to be relocated by the end of the second quarter. Eligible employees at both the Flora and Arlington facilities will have the opportunity to bid on open positions at other Southwire locations. Those who do not wish to transfer to another Southwire facility will be offered severance packages. The Edwards County High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team won the Illinois High School Scholastic Bowl Association's Turnabout Tournament at Fairfield Saturday, finishing the day with a 7-0 record. They defeated NCOE, Hamilton County A&B, Fairfield A&B, Carterville, and ECHSB. Rachel Roberts led the way with 48 toss-ups and was named to the all-tournament team. Elijah Henson buzzed in 14. Katie Krause and Hallie Merberger each had 3, and Lucas Bissey and Elias Cook each had 2. The JV team went 0-7 for the day, with Sam Malone scoring 14 toss-ups, Adam Grimes with 10, Eugene Ennis with 7, and Marcus Morris adding 3. David Ratcliffe, Brianna Robinson, Emily Need, Amber Gardner, Kenna Justice, and Zeke Roberts provided help on the bonuses. The varsity team will see action at the Black Diamond Conference on January 30th. The JV team will next be in action at the Cumberland Fresh Soft Tournament on January 21st. Also in that same tournament, I mentioned one of these teams, Fairfield Community High School, the Varsity A team. They captured second place at that same tournament. The FCHS Varsity B team captured fifth place. FCHS A went 6-1 on the day. They defeated Carterville, Edwards County B, Fairfield B, Hamilton County A and B, and NCOE, but only loss was to Edwards County A. Answering toss-ups for FCHS A were Sam Beach with 43, Bryce Todd with 15, Levi Belangi with 9, Amy Chin with 7, and Leah Nobles with 4. FCHS B went 3-4 on the day. They defeated Edwards County B, Hamilton County B, and NCOE. Answering toss-ups for FCHS B team were Ethan Kakak and Ryan Walter, each with 11, Jenny Odom with 7, Andrew Hale with 4, and Chloe Hodges with 3. FCHS Varsity, they improved to 17-9 of the year. They'll be in action again on January 19th at Heron in a Southern Illinois Academic Conference. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky has released their 2016 weather summary. Well, they concluded it was an unusually warm year in the region and across the whole country. Temperatures in the region were 2 to 3 degrees above normal for the whole year, well, thus making it a top 10 warmest year on record at all three of the official climate stations, which are located in Evansville, Paducah, and Cape Girardeau. In fact, 2016 was the warmest since 2012. The only month that saw below normal temperatures was May. As for precipitation, it was above normal across the majority of the area and was well above normal in portions of the region, especially to our south and western Kentucky. Here at the studios at WFIW and WOKZ, we received 46.9 inches of total precipitation. You can view the 2016 weather summary online at weather.gov/Paducah. The Center Street Geography Bee was held in a gymnasium Friday, January 6th. Winning the event was Trenton Jones, a 7th grader, son of Terry and Joni Jones. The runner-up was Lucas Halbert, an 8th grader, son of Patrick and Carrie Halbert. Trenton will take a test to determine if he is eligible to participate in a State Geography Bee. State Geography Bee is sponsored by the National Geographic Magazine. Stay tuned. I'll have your sports for you. Then following that, I'll have obituaries in your Fairfield area weather forecast. WFIW News Time, it is 7:23.
Make sure to listen every weekday morning at 10:20 for the Swap Shop on WFIW AM 1390. If you want to sell it, buy it, find it, or give it away, this is the place to do it. It airs Monday through Friday morning at 10:20, immediately following the Baptist Hour. Join Tom Levine as he takes your calls and helps you find or sell those items that you can't live without or the ones just laying around your house that you may be able to make a couple bucks on. It's the Swap Shop each weekday morning on WFIW AM 1390.
Nothing going on locally in sports. I'm Derek Dunn. It's time for your sports update. Nothing going on today. So let's go ahead and talk about some boys high school basketball action. Last night, got several scores of that for you. Red Hill beat Fairfield 60-49. In JV game, Fairfield beat Red Hill 53-20. Wayne City beat Patoka 63-43. In a JV game, Wayne City topped Patoka 59-19. Other scores, Hamilton County beat NCOE 82-74. It was El Dorado edging Mount Carmel 50-48. Both of those teams ranked in Class 2A statewide poll. Also, Cesar Valier topped Trico 73-43. It was Gallatin County over Weber 52-40. Marion beat Harrisburg 62-58. It was Centralia over Heron 55-38. West Frankfort over Sparta 54-39. Oakville beat Nashville. Good game there, 69-63. And it was Pickneyville over Vandalia 67-51. At the Effingham St. Anthony shootout that was held yesterday, several games there. It was Newton over Windsor, Stewartson, Strasburg 55-50. Casey Westfield over Dietrich, 65-49. It was Decatur Eisenhower over Lawrenceville, 70-49. Chautauquas beat Evergreen Park, 74-69. And St. Anthony, the host, they beat Georgetown De La Salette Academy, 59-51. Junior high boys basketball action at the St. Rose shootout yesterday. It was Fairfield over Breeze, 59-48. Junior high girls basketball action yesterday. It was Wayne City over Field in a varsity contest, 33-29. The JV game, it was Wayne City over Field, 18-12. National sports scores in the NFL yesterday, the AFC wildcard playoff game, it was Houston beating Oakland 27-14. the NFC, a wild-card playoff game that was Seattle over Detroit 26-6. NCAA men's college basketball action, 25th-ranked Indiana beat Illinois 96-80. It was Southern Illinois picking up a good win against Missouri State 75-67. Illinois State topped Indiana State 77-58. It was Loyola Chicago over Bradley 78-62. Eastern Illinois beat Eastern Kentucky 74-60. It was Morehead State topping SIU Edwardsville 73-65. Belmont beat SEMO 87-75. It was Northern Illinois over Central Michigan. Good win for the Huskies, 87-83. It was Western Illinois over Oral Roberts, 86-71. Ranked teams, top 10 anyway. Number one ranked Villanova over Marquette, 93-81. It was second ranked Baylor over Oklahoma State in a close 161-57. Third ranked Kansas over Texas Tech, 85-68. The fifth-ranked Gonzaga and Portland game has been postponed due to the storm that they're having out there on the West Coast. No word yet when that game will be held. Sixth-ranked Kentucky over Arkansas, 97-71. It was seventh-ranked West Virginia over TCU, 82-70. Eighth-ranked Duke over Boston College, 93-82. It was ninth-ranked Louisville over Georgia Tech, 65-50. And 10th-ranked Creighton over Providence, 78-64. NBA action, Chicago Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors 123-118 in overtime, and the Indiana Pacers knocked off New York 123-109. NHL action last night on the ice, St. Louis beat Dallas 4-3. That was a look at your sports. I'm Derek Dunn. Stay tuned. I'll have your obituaries for you in your Fairfield area weather forecast. WFIW News time, it's 7:27.
For the latest in news, weather, sports, local events, or just the latest scuttlebutt, check us out online at WFIWradio.com. You can find the latest in breaking news with Lynn Wells, the current scores and schedules in our sports section, the most recent weather predictions and rain or snow totals on our weather page, plus community events, swap shop, and so much more. It's all in one place, it's when you want it, and it's just a click away. It's WFIWradio.com. We're your hometown connection.
It is, before I mention obituaries, it's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And crude oil is at $47 even. That is up 25 cents as of yesterday. Taking a look at obituaries, 68-year-old Gerald Jerry Rubernacker of Dahlgren died Friday, January 6th at 11:20 a.m. at his residence. He was a laborer, served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam, and was of the Catholic faith. Survivors include his wife Carolyn of Dahlgren, two daughters, Carrie Downen of Dahlgren, Kendra Rubernacker and partner Bill Dunham, four grandchildren, Austin and Sydney Downen, Trenton Rubernacker and Ocean Dunham, four brothers, Keith Rubenacker of Piopolis, Dave Rubenacker of Belle Rive, Sam Rubenacker of McLeansboro, and Tim Rubenacker of Broughton. Two sisters, Doris Richardson of Dahlgren and Angie Butler of Dahlgren. Numerous nieces and nephews also survive. Funeral services for Gerald Jerry Rubenacker will be held at 12 noon Tuesday, January 10th at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren, with burial in Bethel Cemetery in Dahlgren, as Reverend Tony Phelps will be officiating. Graveside military rites will be provided by the American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and Military Honors Team out of Marion. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Tuesday, January 10th at the Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. The Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren is in charge of all the arrangements. 98-year-old Emma Catherine Orr of Grayville died Friday, January 6th at VNA Charlier Hospice in Evansville, Indiana. She was a homemaker and active member of the First Christian Church in Grayville, where she served on the Women's Council. She was also a member of the Home Builder Sunday School Class, Wednesday Evening Women's Club, and White County Home Extension. Survivors include her children, Nancy Adams of Killeen, Texas, Mary Weber of Manteno, Philip Orr of Grayville, Robert Orr of Albion, and Carol Jackson of Mount Erie, 11 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Emma Catherine Orr will be held Tuesday, January 10th at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery. Visitation is from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, January 9th at the Cook Funeral Chapel. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church of Grayville or the Grayville Senior Citizens and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 88-year-old Doris E. Dobbs of Carmi died Friday, January 6th at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. Doris attended First Christian Church at Carmi and enjoyed going out with the Golden Girls. She was a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Red Hat Society. She was also a hairdresser and had many interests, including being an avid collector of antiques and Native American art. Survivors include sons Terry Dobbs of Norris City, John Dobbs of Brownstown, Illinois, that is, Rex Dobbs of Fairfield, daughters Connie Brooks, Susan Farney of Carmi, 8 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren also survive. Visitation and funeral services for Doris E. Dobbs will be Monday, January 9th at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at 11 a.m. and funeral is at 1 p.m. A private family burial will be at a later time in White County Memorial Gardens. Memorials may be made to the Carmi Library or Pets at Risk and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. And 63-year-old Fairfield resident Charles Masterson died at 3:48 p.m. Wednesday, January 4th at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He had worked in the oil field and in masonry. There are no immediate survivors. A graveside service for Bob Masterson will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 10th at Maple Hill Cemetery. A visitation will be from 9 a.m. until the time of service at the Johnson Devon Funeral Home at Lieu of Flowers. Memorials can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the funeral home. If you missed any of today's obituaries and you also want to take a look at the archives, you can go online to WFIWRadio.com. Our obituary pages updated daily. WFIW News Time, it's 7:32.
For the latest in breaking news, listen to Lynn Wells every weekday morning at 6:15, 7:15, and at 12:15 midday. Lynn brings you professionalism, knowledge, experience, all with a local flair. He's been doing news in our area for over 40 years, and he knows what you want to hear. He cares about this community and reports the latest in changes, controversies, as well as problems and concerns that you need to know. He's your hometown news connection on 104.9 WFIW.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Here is the Fairfield area weather forecast. Today, increasing clouds, high of 26. Tonight, cloudy skies. Early, then we'll have some clearing later on, a low of 19. Monday, increasing clouds, high of 38. Tuesday, 60% chance of rain, cloudy with a high in the 50s. Have a high of 54. Wednesday, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high of 50. Thursday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy. Will be warmer, high of 57. And Friday, rain likely, cloudy, high of 44. Got up to 22 yesterday in Fairfield, and our low this morning was actually 2, and it is still 2 degrees underneath. Sunny skies out there. Beautiful Sunday morning sunrise. And for news that is online, anytime you're online, go to WFIWRadio.com. It's updated daily and available 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn.
Live on Sunday night,